Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, being popular on Facebook is like sitting at the cool table in the cafeteria of a mental hospital.
Boy, isn't that
Don't you think that's true? Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country. Oh,
welcome to our outfit.
That's right. Big Brother Jim and I, we are influencers.
Yes, oh, we yeah. are.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Social media influencers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is look.
What gets me is that people think they know.
Yeah.
They believe them and think that, oh, they're so all-knowing and all-powerful. Oh, my goodness sakes. All right, let's continue on.
Okay.
These are some actual church bulletin boards or...
Oh, I like
yeah,
these.
Yeah, these are all good. Or flyers. I like this one right here. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar.
Oh, dear.
Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m. Prayer and medication to
medication
follow.
Medication to follow.
bad supper.
Little Pepto, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. The associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday. Mm-hmm. I upped my pledge. Up yours.
Up yours.
You know, okay. They need to have proofreaders.
Yeah, yeah. They need editors.
Yeah, they do need editors. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. Mm-hmm. So ends a friendship that began in their school days.
Well, 100% of divorces are caused by marriage.
By marriage, yeah, that's exactly right. The rector will preach his farewell message, after which the choir will sing Break Forth into Joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah. The low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door.
Use the back door.
Yeah,
we don't want anybody knowing.
Yeah, right. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs.
Punctuation.
Is that for is that for people who know it as well, or just for people who don't know it?
I don't know if it's my kid or not.
This evening at 7 p.m., there will be hymn singing in the park across from the church. Mm-hmm. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin.
Oh, dear.
Forgot the G.
Oh, dear.
Spell check.
Yeah.
The spell check didn't do him any good
not
there.
Not so much, yeah.
Miss Charlene Mason sang, I will not pass this way again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation.
Obvious. Oh, dear.
Yeah. The ladies of the church have cast-off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon. Oh, my.
Oh, my dear. Heavens.
Second-hand clothing.
Second-hand
clothing.
Cast-off.
Cast-off clothing. Don't let worry kill you off.
Okay.
Let the church help.
Yeah. The church will kill
you. Through one of our sermons, yeah. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands.
Bring your husbands. I knew that was coming.
You did.
Bring that.
You could see it, couldn't you? Yeah. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell?
Mm-hmm.
Come early and listen to our choir practice.
How would you reword that? I mean,
the church will host an evening of fine dining, supper, entertainment, and gracious hostility. Yeah, we got a great show coming at us this week.
Okay.
New West is riding along with us. Jess Howard has some poetry. We have Gary McMahon, Ian Tyson, Corinne Marie. We're going to start with Bren Hill, Buckaroo Tattoo.
ton Ford in a cloud of dust down the gravel road, heading straight for us. We're by the home corral in the morning sun. Well, I'll be in love before the day is done. You're stepping down that rail in her tight blue jeans, a silver Stetson hat, and her well-worn jeans. She throws a gate out wide on a feather light, brings her own horse down and pulls a cinch up tight. She can rope and ride a little better than me. Buckaroo tattoo. Well, she's a daddy's girl, and she really don't care that he's an oil tycoon, a multi-millionaire. Be right on time, oh, when it's time to brand, oh, when it's time to prove that a girl can make a hand. She'd never give her heart to some rodeo wrangler or the college boys that keep trying to change her. Cause she's in love with her horse and her cow dog too. Take it from me, don't ask to see the buckaroo tattoo. I really don't know where, but it's gotta be there, around the back of her something, around the side of her something else somewhere. Some say it's a rumor, but I'm betting it's true. Buckaroo tattoo.
Yeah, that's some good advice right there. Don't even ask.
Don't ask.
Don't go there.
Hey. I have an announcement.
Really?
I do.
You do, don't you?
I do.
Yes.
Grandbaby number 12 hit the ground. J.C. Ruth.
That is so outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I announced my number 10, did I? That probably went by us. You see, you're a better grandpa than I am.
I don't know about that.
Obviously. Oh, my goodness.
So if you see Gus and Allison, congratulate them.
Give them a congratulations. Yeah. Those grandbuddies are outstanding.
Oh, I prefer them, yeah.
That's a great segue into the show.
It kind of is.
How did we survive? How did we survive back then? You know, grandchildren are God's reward for not killing your children when they were teenagers.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, I love the grandbabies.
Well, you know, if I knew it was going to be so good, I'd have started with the grandkids.
We'd have skipped the kids, gone straight to grandkids.
Grandkids, yeah.
Biologically, that's just not possible. You just can't do that.
Oh, okay, all right. Fine.
Well, anyway.
How did we survive?
We had a better childhood than our grandkids are going to have.
Yes.
I'm going to just say that.
Yeah, right? I feel bad for them.
I do too, but you know what? Our grandkids have wonderful parents.
Uh-huh.
And that is what makes a good grandkid.
That's right.
And our kids turned out good in spite of us, not because of us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got goodens.
Yes, we did.
We couldn't ask for any better.
Oh, man.
But,
hey, it wasn't easy getting there.
Absolutely.
But it was worth it.
Well, you know, I think I remember, of course, we didn't know any of our grandpas.
No, we didn't.
We knew both grandmas.
Both grandmothers knew them. Yeah.
You know, and I think they probably said the same thing we're lamenting about now.
I think you're
How are they going to do
it? How are they going to survive?
How are they ever going to
You know, I worry about our grandkids being able to make it in this world.
I agree.
Because we were born to mothers who probably took aspirin, ate blue cheese dressing, ate tuna from a can.
Exactly.
You know, for heaven's sakes.
Folic acid, what's that?
Right.
Huh?
Right, yeah, exactly. Mercury in your tuna? Really? You know, I know.
It's a wonder.
It's a wonder that we lived, and then we were put to sleep on our tummies in cribs painted with bright colored lead-based paint.
yeah. And that might explain a few things.
Well, okay, so maybe that is the way, why we are the way we are. You know, and then you learned how to stand up, and you chewed and you cribbed on the
bedpost,
the rail that was painted with lead-based
paint. Well, you got a teeth somehow.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And why not lead-based paint?
We're going to talk about all this, but we need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Corinne Marie is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.